I trust that you'll pray for me, brethren and sisters, and I don't intend to be here too long. You have to kind of watch Brother Varm, because he'll tell you he feels so bad. And you get puffed up in the flesh a little bit, says, Daddy feels pretty bad tonight. I'll just go ahead and preach and I'll show everybody, you know. But then Daddy will get up there and you'll find out when you're within the flesh, you know, you'll find out how miserable failure you can be. And then Daddy will get up and the Lord will bless him and we can all go home rejoicing then. We'll pray for him tonight. I talked about, to some degree this morning, the deliverance of God's people in this world and how that we need delivering every day. I don't know of a time in my life when I haven't needed Him. Do you? We need Him every hour and every day. I talked a little bit about Robinson Crusoe, and I don't suppose I'll go to that tonight, but maybe speak just for a moment in the aspect of old Robinson. Daniel Defoe depicted him as a man that was shipwrecked. And he was, in a fictional character. But yet it was based upon a true man that had really happened. Similar circumstances. But let's talk about a man that was not only shipwrecked one time, but about three times. If you go to 2 Corinthians just for a moment, in the 24th verse, we read through the 28th. Paul says, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness and watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Paul needed to be delivered, didn't he? How many times did Paul need to be delivered? He says daily. Daily we need deliverance, brethren. We need delivering from whatever might be in our mind, in our life right now, that might hinder a free communication with Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. We need to be delivered from despair of trials and tribulations in this world. I suppose there wouldn't be a one in the congregation tonight that in some part of your family, or some part, close relative, or some part of your natural life, there might have been a catastrophe not too far away. Well, brethren, where do we go in that hour? We can go to Daddy, and we do. We can go to Uncle Sam, and we do. And we can go to the old brethren and sisters of the church, and we do. But true deliverance, brethren, comes from heaven's pure world. It comes from God on the throne in the person of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, coming down to a child of God that cries within their heart and soul, "Dear Lord, help me in this hour." That's what I need today. Help me in this hour, in the predicament that I'm in today. Help me in my trials and tribulations, whatever it might be. If my father is gone and my mother is gone, if the cancer is come and the brother has my father's leg has been amputated, and whatever might have been transpired in our lives today or last week, or maybe tomorrow. Contemplate and ask of Lord to help me today, Lord, and whatever my lot be tomorrow, to help me in that hour. Help me to be a good, strong soldier of the cross. And help me to be like Paul, even though that some of us get shipwrecked about every day, seems like. Now you go to talk to some of the brethren, Brother Sam knows, some of the sisters. And every time we go, you know, it seems as though they just had another shipwreck. But a lot of times we take little things in life as a terrible catastrophe. But we need to look that God says in the Holy Word, that we will have trials and tribulations in life. We shall have them, and they shall come to us. Now, do you expect them to come, Brother Dwight? Well, when the Scripture tells me that they will be there, I'm looking for them somewhere along the way. But yet, that don't keep me from praying to God to deliver me in that hour. Amen. When that hour comes, dear Lord, to deliver me. No matter how it might seem around about, and no matter how everybody else seems to go on in life, and everybody's joyful and going to the basketball games and the Super Bowls, but Lord, I need help. Why is everybody else happy? And I'm so down. I need delivering, Lord. Help me in this hour to be delivered from the despair, whatever it might be, when the cancer has come and it looks like that everything in my life in a natural way shall be taken away. But help me in the Spirit, Lord, to say, what did I want that one, the Lord willing. Psalms 50, and we'll see what that says. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble, he says. And what did he say? I will deliver thee. Call upon me in the day of the trouble, and day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. But don't forget, there's another part to that little verse of Scripture in the 15th verse of the 50th chapter of Psalms. That latter part of that verse is what we often, sometimes I do, forget all about. I don't put the last part. When I'm down and out, Brother Dickie, I call upon Him in my day of trouble. I know that I call upon Him because I can feel within my heart and soul of the despair that I'm in. And I call upon Him. And what did the Scripture say? Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? He says to call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. When shipwreck comes in our lives and we feel so down and out and the stock market's going down, you got any stock? Some of you might have. The stock market's up right now, they say, a little bit, but it might come a time when it goes down. Brethren, that's not where I'm putting my stock tonight, is it you? I'm putting all my hope in the person of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you right now, His stock don't fall. Brethren, it stays high at the very peak. Whatever the top is, that's what His stock is. And you can just rest assured. I almost said you can bet your bottom dollar. But I don't want to be a betting, do you?
No.
You can rest assured tonight, brethren, that if you put in all your hope and all your trust in the stock of Jesus Christ, you shall be delivered in time of trouble. But in that time of trouble, He says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Well, do we do that? Do we do that? When we get delivered and we say, well, my goodness, I was bogged down pretty well. I was bogged down pretty well, but He got me out of it, and I feel a little better now, and I'll go on again. And you forget to turn around and glorify and praise God. Do we do that? Do you go on a little further and the next day or so you find out you're bogged right back down again? You know, when the ground is, you farmers, I suppose there's some here, we've had some wet weather. Almost every time when we have a long streak of wet weather, almost every time you have that, if you don't watch out, you get in the field too quick.
Amen.
You'll get in the field too quick. And when you have despair and troubles in life and you're finding yourself bogging down, if you don't mind out, you won't praise God and thank God, and you'll bog down again.
Amen.
You'll be right back in the same hole. One time I had around a hole three times and bogged down all three times. I said, well, it's all dry and I'll go back. Next two or three days I went back and had around a little more and bogged down again. You say, well, I know it's all right now. Everything's dry and everything's better now. You go back and you hire around a little further and you get in. You say, if I can just make one more sweep through there, it'll all be okay. And you bog down again. Don't forget to glorify and praise God. We don't want to be bogged down, do we? We don't want to be bogged down in everything in the world. Glorify and praise His name. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. And ye shall glorify my name. Let's remember all part of that. I need to. I hope we can pray for Brother Varn tonight that the Lord would bless him to preach the gospel to us. May the Lord bless him.